Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Brought to you by Exec Bark. He is Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Seth, final week of the season. It starts tonight for the crew. There's six games left, three and a half now back of the St. Louis Cardinals, with their magic number being just three, but the Brewers' magic number at three to get in and face those Washington Nationals. Look at the baseball season coming down to the final week.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a chance if they go 4-2, they'll have 90 wins. You would have signed for that at the beginning of the season.
100%.
Funny how it goes, you know, it's the roller coaster. And, you know, there have been more injuries than I think we wanted. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, the team has responded. This is two Septembers in a row. So we have to remember that next season when they lose, you know, 8 out of 9 in the middle of July and someone's pronouncing them dead.
And
that's
I had the number.
I'm not naming names.
And I, well, we know who those names might be. We have the predictions in the beginning of the year. They just have now eclipsed mine with the win on Sunday and the sweep of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I thought they were about an 86 win team, and I thought they could lean closer to that 90 win mark. But 86 wins is usually going to get you a chance at the dance, Seth. But this year in baseball, it appears that with the progression of the team philosophy in using multiple hands and continuing to push how many guys they use in the month of September, that this September was the one for them to capitalize on with the rules of expanded rosters changing next year.
Right. You're going to have 28 instead of 40, so you're not going to have as many pitchers, and you're going to have to kind of stay with a 13 or 14-man staff pretty much through the rest of September. I've always been a proponent of having expanded rosters in April. I always think that April is a time when you're trying to figure things out and guys are either coming off the shelf or starting with new teams or coming off injuries. You don't know what spring training is, and I'd like to devalue spring training and put more value on April. So I've always proposed that. The expanded rosters in September, it's just made the game slower, and I don't think baseball needs that. By the way, did you guys see the statistic? The Cardinals this week will become the 24th team to hit 200 or more home runs this season. 24th team.
Beautiful thing.
From 1990 till the beginning of time. So let's go 115 years. From the invention of the sport till 1990, only 22 teams hit 200 or more home runs in a season. Over 115 years, 24 are did it this season.
You know, what does it say, though, about the Milwaukee Brewers? I mean, they lose their best player in Yelich, and they are still able to go on this really magical run. What does it say about the Brewers, the ball club, and maybe the manager in the front office?
Well, what I think it says is that guys responded. I give more of the credit for something like that to the players.
Okay.
You know, it's not to say anything about Council. I just think Council's managing the same way with or without Christian Yelich. I think the difference with the Brewers is I thought guys stepped up. And what I love is the short-sightedness. You know, I've used this phrase a lot, and you guys have heard me say it a lot. At this point in the season, you don't have to be good. You just have to win. And so when you take the field on the last week of the season and you have six games left, no one's looking at your season average. No one cares whether you are 8 of your last 9. No one cares what you did in May. It's what are you doing today. And when Yelich got hurt, I thought more players on that roster, top to bottom, infielders, outfielders, whatever, I thought they all said, it does not matter what the name on the back of my jersey is, just today I'm going to compete. And then I'm going to try again tomorrow, and I'm going to try again tomorrow. And I know it simplifies everything, but I really think that's how this team responded. And I give credit to the players.
Hey, so Ned Yost apparently is retiring at the end of the season with the Kansas City Royals. How does baseball history remember Ned Yost?
He's one of the last remaining really managers that had autonomy. I mean, that's what it is. It's why Bruce Bochy is refusing to talk to the San Diego Padres. It's basically the managers that you're seeing are becoming these conduits. We've talked about this in the past, these conduits to the front office.
Yep.
They interpret the analytics and they process it, and they are mini psychologists, and that's what the new role of managing is. And Ned Yost has seen the evolution and said, I want no part of it. And so I think he's in this position where he is dictating his terms. I don't think Ned Yost, like Joe Girardi and Buck Showalter and countless others, I don't think they're in the running for any of these jobs. Did you notice when the San Diego Padres fired Andy Green, there was not one name you'd heard of mentioned as a potential replacement?
Sure.
So it's a change. And I think the best example of that is what Boston did by letting Dave Dombrowski go. Because Dave Dombrowski is a guy with as good a pedigree as they're in the game. He has a World Series with Florida, or Miami, whatever you call them. He had all the success with Detroit, and he has a World Series with the Red Sox. He was let go and will not be replaced by an executive. He's going to be replaced by analytics. And that's all you need to know. And it's why you're starting to see, and I think the most fascinating thing in baseball, number one, does Christian Yelich get a long-term contract when the season's over?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to Mookie Betts? Because whereas every player who is of that caliber has locked in with the team that they're with, you know, Nolan Arenado and
yep.
Mike Trout, I fully expect Christian Yelich to have a deal this season. Mookie Betts has said repeatedly he wants free agency. The team that is going to lose Mookie Betts to free agency just fired a 5-time executive of the year.
And somebody that it appears, Seth, that Mookie Betts enjoyed in Dave Dombrowski, a guy that he appeared to have a good relationship with. The relationship cannot be questioned between the Milwaukee Brewers ownership and Christian Yelich. I mean, Mark Antanasio talked about it a couple of days ago. He's like, yeah, my son and I went and picked him up down in Miami, flew him back on our private jet because we were worried about Christian. And he actually spoke with Todd Rosiak of the Journal Sentinel here in town earlier today.
I saw
the quote of saying, you know, I hope I'm here for a long time. It, to me, it's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when Christian Yelich becomes one of the highest paid players in baseball, and it's with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Right, and a lot of this has to do with the CBA that's coming up, the collective bargaining agreement. And so what it does is it takes a little of Christian's negotiating leverage away, only in this sense. You know, Christian Yelich is going to get paid. Let's not kid ourselves. But what's changing is the structure. For example, arbitration years are up for a debate. They may create a payroll slotting system. They may lower the luxury tax. Who knows what could happen with the collective bargaining? I have said that is the major short-term crisis that baseball's facing, and that's 2021. So what players have said off both on and off the record is that they're signing these long-term deals because free agency may not be something they're comfortable with
mm-hmm.
after the dust settles. So Nolan Arenado was a surefire New York Yankee. He signed a 10-year extension with the Colorado Rockies. Mike Trout was the best player of the game weeks after Bryce Harper had just signed, and he signs an extension with the Angels. There's no chance Christian Yelich is not a Brewer.
So you talked about the managerial changes and the money that is being allotted for those managers in baseball today. It's pretty obvious that Joe Maddon has managed his last game at Wrigley Field, and reports already from Bob Nightingale that it could be Mark Loretta, the bench coach now. Obviously, David Ross's name comes up in those conversations. But for the season of extensions, as it's going to be the 2019-2020 offseason for the Brewers, like we just said with Christian Yelich, also coming into his final year of his contract, is Craig Counsell, the manager of the Crew. What can we expect for a contract like that to be when we are talking about the changes of structure that managers are under in pro baseball?
Well, one thing I discussed on a recent episode of my Sports with Friends podcast with Bob Nightingale is the managerial role, how it's changed. And what you won't command is top dollar. None of these managers are like that. This was a strange season. You know that until Andy Green was fired, nobody was fired.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a hot seat. And what I had said, and I've said this publicly, how you can explain how Dave Martinez didn't lose his job in May or Mickey Callaway didn't lose his job after that incident with the reporter, you're not going to ever see managerial firings in season anymore because these guys are doing what they want. And Craig Counsell has been the perfect mix. He has been a field general, he's been a leader in the clubhouse, and he has executed whatever the front office has asked him to do. And to me, that's a marriage. And what it won't do is turn into escalating salaries because all time, if you use the rules of inflation, salaries are going down for managers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strange thing. It's hard to compare 1985 to 2019 because of inflation, but you know they do that with movies all the time. And so my thought has been, it's going to basically be there'll be a standard, and it'll just be what everybody gets. And you know, if you were to analyze the salaries of Dave Roberts, Aaron Boone, Craig Counsell, and Brian Snitker in Atlanta, they're probably all within $25,000 of each other.
And none of them will be making as much money as I do after I sign this radio Supermax. Seth, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
You got it, guys.
That's Seth Everett joining us. You can go follow him right now at Seth Everett, host of the Sports with Friends podcast. And he joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.